Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is September 27th, 2012. I just finished listening to McColgan's audio boo on, his response to Topgold's audio boo on his father's hands. Personally, I hope I will be remembered for my sense of humor. Well, I'd like to be remembered for my sense of humor. But speaking of my own father and his hands, I have memories of my father all around me. My father was what I like to call a reluctant artist, and he was an accountant by trade, and so had he had beautiful hands. He had he had strong hands, much like Bernie and Mac were saying, but he used his hands in a very tender way, I suppose. He certainly never raised them to me, ever. Strange. My father was more... my mother was more the disciplinarian than my father was. And my father was... I say he was a reluctant artist because I don't think he realized how good of an artist and a sculptor he was. My father carved wood. In fact, my father built furniture and made all sorts of things, lamps, and he did wonderful work. And all around our house, you know, we have small sculptures he did, all wood sculptures. I remember years ago there was when I bought a CD of Quincy Jones called The Dude, and on it there's a sculpture, I guess. It's not really a sculpture. It was just a drawing, and it was meant to symbolize Quincy Jones, sort of a... I'm not sure how I would describe it. I'll try to get a picture and include it in this boo, and that way you'll get an idea. And I have to find the right vehicle by which to send you all pictures of my father's sculptures. I may do it maybe in a Keek maybe just Twitter. Take some pictures and send them via Twitter. Anyway, so I liked this album so much and this CD, and I listened to it over and over and over again. And I used to tell him how much I enjoyed looking at the album cover, but of course it's very small. So what he did, without telling me, is he took a piece of wood and he carved out this stylized sculpture of Quincy Jones and gave it to me. And it's a beautiful piece. I love it. And what's even more interesting is... our dog at the time, we had a dog named Brio, big Saluki dog, huge dog, and he got hold of it one day and started chewing on the end. So I got this beautiful sculpture hanging on my wall, and I never painted it. It's sort of taken on this sheen or this patina just from the natural wood, and in the corner there's all these tooth marks from my dog. So and my father adored that dog. So there's a whole link right there between the sculpture, me and my love of music, and my father and the mutual love we felt for that dog. So it's just in that one sculpture hanging on my wall in my office says it all. But he also did a beautiful sculpture of a maple leaf again, I promise to post, somehow post pictures or video of the of these things. And yeah, it was nice. Just like Max said, you know, sometimes an audio boo or something you read triggers. And one thing I've been thinking about a lot with regards to my father is how much he would have loved audio boo. He used to do these recordings on cassettes. In fact, I remember way back when I was very young, he was recording on a portable reel-to-reel recorder. And he would drive around Montreal and record what he'd see and describe the scenes and describe the people and the various parts of the island of Montreal. And then he would send those tapes back to Italy for my relatives to listen to. It was, I guess it was the forerunner of the audio boo. And so I suppose that's why I'm so attracted to audio boo and the idea of recording and having people listen to your voice and listen to other people's voices describe things either in their environment or in their minds. Which is, let's face it, it's a vast environment, isn't it? I don't really have much else. I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind this morning upon listening to that audio boo. And I've started making a list of different topics or prompters for the Octaver here on Audio Boo. And I'm thinking of maybe somehow posting my ideas, perhaps in another audio boo, and having people look at the list, because I don't want to have the same list of, you know, same item as somebody else. So you know, if you've already got that item, you know, you can just let me know. So far, I think I have about, I want to say maybe 24 ideas. Some of them I just threw down. I'm not even sure if they're any good. And some of them I think are pretty decent. And because one of the things is it's very difficult to come up with prompters that are inclusive of everybody, that everybody would have experience with or have something to say about it. Well, everybody. Those people that want to contribute. Anyway. So, I'm a little bit at a loss for words this morning, but that's one I wanted to cover, those two things. And there was one more. Oh yes, just a complete aside, but it's rather exciting for me. One of my friends, in fact, well, a friend and her friend are meeting they met the Dalai Lama yesterday in Dharamsala. And in the next few days, we're supposed to have a video conference on Uvu, hence why I shared the voodoo link. Oh, that's a Freudian slip, voodoo, the Uvu link. So that's going to be really exciting to hear about how they had a personal audience with the Dalai Lama. Okay, well, I'm on the highway now, trying to get to work and picking up speed and picking up lots of road noise. So I bid you all a wonderful day. I'll be back a little bit later this afternoon with another audio boo on the Octaver and some of my ideas. Okay, catch you later.